this is part of Magic Johnson's pitch to LeBron James. He had a team stocked with tough-minded playmakers like Stephenson, and Rondo. They could free up James to finish in the lanes and from the post rather than having to create the lion's share of the offense himself. Rondo and Stephenson also are defensively versatile. Their height enables them to be effective defenders and switches. That also follows with the talents of the 6'6" ball, who showed the ability to be an elite rebounder and defender for a guard in his rookie year. 6'6" guards. How many of you remember way back when if you were 6'6", you were going to be a center, power forward? You were not going to be a guard. You could not handle the ball like a guard. And now, 6'6", and these people are handling that ball. Well, for the Lakers, the hope is that adding playmaking and playing at a fast pace will mitigate some of the other inefficiencies that they would have. Last season, according to Second Spectrum, the young Lakers played at the third fastest pace in the league, 102.6 possessions per 48 minutes, and averaged 22.6 points per game in transition, trailing only the Warriors. And there is definitely something to be said about being able to move that ball, especially when you can score on a lot of that movement. No team, though, with LeBron James has even ranked in the top 10 in the pace of play in his entire career. But last season, James made the second most transition buckets in the NBA. What would that number have been? 185, behind only Russell Westbrook, according to Second Spectrum. James also was one of two players to record 400 transition points along with Westbrook. So the Lakers are hoping they're going to have a lot of synergy in those skill sets. The other key to this new vision for James and the Lakers is a recognition that his game will need to change. And this gets us back. This gets us to something that I told you we're going to have to be looking at later on with regards to time. His game will need to change as he ages over the next 4 years. Remember, his contract is $153 million for 4 years. Over that next 4 years, who knows how fast his body may start to age. I remember hearing the great Michael Jordan say some time ago when people were talking with him, when he was still, if I'm not mistaken, with Chicago. I think he was still with Chicago at the time. I don't think he had gone to the Wizards or anywhere else. I think he was still with Chicago when he talked about how hard he played. And he described himself as a workhorse. As time went on, he had to slow down. What's going to be happening over the next 4 years with Mr. James? Turning 34 in December. Speaking of Michael Jordan, how about another great, Kobe Bryant? LeBron James has studied the careers of Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan, and he noted how they moved from the wing to the post as they approached their mid-30s. Kobe Bryant averaged 5.5 post-ups per game in his age 36 season in 2014-2015, the most among guards. 2.9 post-ups per game in his age 37 season, still the fifth most among guards, but from 5.5 post-ups per game to 2.9 post-ups per game. James' play in the post has ebbed and flowed over the past decade. He's developed his skills playing there, but he's always been pulled to operating from the perimeter where he's more comfortable and where his teams often need him, which is something about LeBron James that really amazes me and impresses me, that big man does so well from the perimeter. And you see him take off that speed and power that are in play at the same time, especially as he's going in for a layup, going in for a dunk. Now, they're saying that playing more like Bryant and Jordan will take time and patience, and James told Johnson that some habits are going to be hard to break, but he knows that playing more inside and yielding some control of the ball is important as he ages and his athleticism starts to fade. The brain will still be there doing what it does, but as time goes on, his body may not be able to keep up with his brain, may not be able to do everything that his brain wants him to do, that his brain is seeing, envisioning. And so his brain will have to start working it another way. At 6'8", 260 pounds, with tremendous vision and passing skills, he may be better equipped for success than the smaller Jordan and Bryant. Beyond James' role, the Lakers realize they have a young team, and they see adding Rondo as a key piece to providing leadership so that James doesn't have to take on all the leadership responsibilities himself. The Lakers noticed an immediate impact when Isaiah Thomas joined the team last season, and his veteran presence had an effect on all their young players and reinforced what the coaches had been preaching. Coach Luke Walton would often compliment Thomas for mentoring the young players. The Lakers are hoping it'll be the same with Rondo, who also acts as an insurance policy on Ball, who missed 30 games with injury last season. The Lakers also have several moves left to play, including a pursuit of Kawhi Leonard via trade. All parties agree they need more shooting, and those types of moves may be coming. So July plans often go up in smoke during the grind of a season. What do you think will happen with this? What do you think, ladies and gentlemen, will happen? Will we see something just miraculously take place this season? Will we see something over time, 1 year, two at the most, really begin to shape up? Second season, third season, the Lakers, do you expect them to be a major force in the NBA? Or do you think that this is going to be all for nothing? I'm not saying it is. I'm just asking you, what do you think? When we come back, let's take a look at this awesome lady, Becky Hammond.